The governor has been visiting areas throughout the state to distribute $7.3 million in grants and loans from the Wisconsin Energy Independence Fund. The money is for companies researching or developing ways the state can be more energy independent in environmentally friendly ways. Doyle announced $1,385,000 in grants and loans to three companies Thursday morning. The biggest slice of the pie went to Best Biodiesel in Cashton, which received a $500,000 grant and a $500,000 loan for expansion. The company develops biodiesel from agriculture oils and animal fats. Judy Ziwak is the executive director of the Wisconsin Office of Energy Independence.
Cashton here with biodiesel shows how we can get further down the path in terms of transportation fuel. And as Dave just indicated, when we compare up this technology with our existing ethanol production, we're going to increase our current ethanol production and probably grow that probably another 50% if we can.
Innovate International of La Crosse received a $135,000 grant. The company manufactures a line of oil furnaces, burners, and heaters with patented technology to produce heat and or hot water from waste oils. Pabst Engineering and Manufacturing Incorporated in Onalaska will get a $250,000 grant to produce scalable anaerobic digesters for medium-sized dairy farms. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.